This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Welcome to an excerpt of the Stacking Benjamin Show. I am Joe Saul-Sehy. Well, guess what? Jamie Wise, our social media contributor for the Stacking Benjamin Show, stopped by to share the buzz in social media and on the Buzz Index. And here's what he had to say in his conversation with me. And in our second headline, we're joined again, like we are once every month, by our social media correspondent, Jamie Wise from the Buzz Index back in the basement. How are you, man?
Great to be back in the basement, Joe. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Sitting here thinking about the holidays, but congratulations on another great month for the Buzz Index.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I guess the AI continues to add value, get smarter as it trades, and have an ever-expanding universe of stocks to target as people continue to take up online and talk about their investment portfolios and stocks they like and stocks they don't.
Well, we look at the fourth quarter and I immediately think holiday shopping. I look at the Buzz Index and I think wherever I swipe my card, you guys are making money.
You know what? The payment processors are really all represented in the index.
Why do you think
this might be the first time actually that all four are in the index at the same time?
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think it's a couple of things. Probably it's pretty clear now, and you just have to look at Amazon, which is also a core holding of the Buzz Index, and how well they're doing and how people are becoming more and more comfortable living all parts of their lives, you know, online. And that includes shopping, obviously. And who benefits from that, right? It's the processors. We all, you know, were worried a decade ago, I'm never putting my credit card online. And that sounds scary. And now we all probably have our credit card information stored on dozens of different websites and don't give it a second thought. And of course, who's going to benefit from that? All the processors, right? And whether that's Square, PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard, they've certainly had a strong run and people are optimistic on the prospects, especially heading into the holiday season.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the holiday season. You know, looking at the buzz, Jamie, who do you think is going to win out when it comes to retail?
You know what? Retail's having such a tough time, right? And I think the community recognizes that. We don't have a lot of traditional brick and mortar exposure in the portfolio. People just don't like those prospects. It's easy to shop on Amazon. You get the product the next day. It comes as advertised. Amazon continues to deliver. They continue to eat everyone's lunch. The stock price is reflecting it. The sentiment is reflecting it. It's one we wouldn't fade. We'd look for that company to continue to win the battle for the consumer.
I was surprised by another name in the index. Apparently, there's a bunch of buzz around Snap. I thought Snap was dead.
Wow. You know what? The buzz has always been there for Snap, but this is the first time it's ever been positive.
Right,
that was just, you know, so notable to us when we rebalanced the index in October and saw it make an appearance in the index, because we've been tracking it since the company IPO'd. We've had a lot of people ask us about the name. It's really a polarizing type of stock. You know, as soon as they IPO'd, Facebook came out and tried to basically copy all of their features and put them out of business. And we had always observed sentiment as negative around the stock straight out of the IPO. Even when the stock went up, people were negative. They thought that, you know, their business model, there really wasn't a moat around it that they could protect. And, you know, how could they compete with Facebook? And the stock started reflecting that not too long after the IPO. It sank down. I think in the summertime, it probably bottomed around $12 right. A share, somewhere around there. But that's when the stock really found a floor. And that's also when sentiment found a floor. And it just sort of slowly started building. And I think, believe it or not, if we can put Snap and value in the same category, people started looking at it as a value stock. They started thinking, okay, hold on a second. Maybe this thing has fallen too far. Maybe it's not going out of business tomorrow. And sentiment started picking up, and notably picking up to the point where it actually came into the index in October. It's going to be really an interesting story to watch. Expectations are so low. It is so polarizing. We put out our index rebalance and I had immediately a couple of emails in my inbox saying, wait a second, I'm short snap in my portfolio. Are you sure you got this right? And I think that really highlights the value of what we're doing here at Buzz, because everyone has an opinion, especially on SNAP, but collectively you might not be aware that the buzz has turned on SNAP and now there's more people quietly bullish this name than not. They report earnings. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with that name.
I'm always surprised when I get when I get an email from you guys. By the way, people can go to stackybenjamins.com/BUZZ and sign up for your newsletter, which comes out. You talk about your rebalancing every month, but then I also get these surprise ones when there's some big, big news that comes out.
Sure. And I'm scrolling back to see when we talked about SNAP. Here it was in May, actually. And we put out a flash notice. And this is really some of the extra value that we can add to your listeners is that we're not just talking about names in our index. We're talking about names that people care about. We put out a post after SNAP first missed their earnings saying, wait a second, the buzz has been negative on this name and it's still negative. Avoid SNAP in your portfolio. And that was back in May. I think the stock went from 22 to about 18. And then from May through the summer, drifted down to 12. Now it's positive. It's in the index. We're going to see what happens. But definitely sign up for those flash updates.
Yeah. And the index trades ticker symbol BUZ. And by the way, as a disclosure, I own the Buzz Index. Doesn't make it right for you, but have to disclose that I'm a buyer, Jamie. So,
well, it's just amazing. We're so excited now that you know we have this technology where we can listen into the conversation. We can finally identify sentiment right down to the stocks level. We don't have to think about proxies for sentiment. We don't have to poll for it anymore. We don't have to look at market indicators. We can actually look stock by stock and just listen to what people are saying. Turns out that those insights can really add some value as we've seen over the last year and a half for the ETF.
Jamie Wise, congratulations on another great month for the Buzz Index, and we'll see you again next month.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, Joe.
For more on the Buzz Index, head to stackybenjamins.com/BUZZ or to trade the Buzz Index, it trades under ticker symbol BUZ. For the Stacky Benjamin Show, I'm Joe Salcihi. Well, this show's over, Stackers, but you know what? It's Military Appreciation Month. And that means that we've got time still for a shout out to members of our community, members of our family who have served our country. And you know what? Today, I want to give a shout out to two of my uncles, my Uncle Henry, who is in the Army. Let's do three. My Uncle Eddie, who is in the Army, and my Uncle Bill, also in the Army. And two of them served in Vietnam. One served in Korea. And a big thanks to all three of my uncles, my dad's brothers who served like he did in the military. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just my uncles, but they want to celebrate their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. Of course, you may be eligible for Navy Federal membership, and you don't even know it because it's open to all branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families. They're all eligible, and I want to reiterate, and their families. If you have family, like I do, who served in the military, well, then you're eligible for Navy Federal membership. Navy Federal's employees are part of the community they serve, and many of them are military family members, reservists, or veterans. Here during Military Appreciation Month, Stackers, go visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate, and you're going to see all of Navy Federal's Military Appreciation Month offers. So many cool things they're doing for veterans. You'll also see all their other awesome 24/7, 12 months of the year offers. That's NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.